and hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Then ceased the work of the house of God which is at Jerusalem. So it ceased unto the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. But the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease, till the matter came to Darius. And then they returned answer by letter concerning this matter. The copy of the letter that Tatnai, governor on this side the river, and Shetharboznai and his companions, the Ephorsachites, which were on this side the river, sent unto Darius the king. They sent a letter unto him, wherein was written thus, Unto Darius the king, all peace. Then Darius the king made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls, where the treasures were laid up in Babylon. And the God that hath caused his name to dwell there destroy all kings and people, that shall put to their hand to alter, and to destroy this house of God which is at Jerusalem. I, Darius, have made a decree, let it be done with speed. Then Tatnai, governor on this side the river, Shetharboznai and their companions, according to that which Darius the king had sent, so they did speedily. And the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet, and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they builded and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes king of Persia. And this house was finished on the third day of the month Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. The Levites in the days of Eliashib, Joiada, and Johanan, and Jaddua, were recorded chief of the fathers, also the priests unto the reign of Darius the Persian. And Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king, and said thus unto him, King Darius, live for ever. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, Peace be multiplied unto you. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius, and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. In the first year of Darius the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. Also I, in the first year of Darius the Mede, even I stood to confirm and to strengthen him. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Josedech, the high priest, saying, The 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king. In the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, In the 8th month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying, Upon the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month Sivat, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying, And it came to pass in the 4th year of King Darius, that the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah in the 4th day of the 9th month, even in Chislew,